Kodiak High School is adding an Aleutic language class next month. The initiative follows a decade's worth of groundwork, as well as interest expressed by a group of students. KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports.
In October, a group of Kodiak High School students attended the annual Alaska Federation of Natives Conference, where forum speakers spoke of the importance of preserving the native tongues of Alaska Natives. Kodiak Area Native Association's Youth Leadership Coordinator, Candace Branson, says the students were inspired.
And the students were really taken by this idea that they should know their language. And so they asked if it was possible that someday the Kodiak High School could teach their language. We jumped on this opportunity to teach the students Aleutic because they're interested. So we used what we already had developed. Like NVA had already developed all this curriculum and information for teaching Aleutic someday. It's been a process of adapting the K-5 curriculum to the high school level.
Branson will be one of two teachers in the class. She's also enlisted the help of Alicia Drabik, who has been studying Aleutic for years. Drabik says the language is only spoken by elders and is excited by young people's interest.
We right now, just in a survey that we did with our elders last summer, we identified that there are about 50 speakers of Aleutic in the world that we're aware of for our dialect, for our style, Kodiak Aleutic, and only about 30 of those are living on Kodiak Island. So we have a very limited number, and most of them are, all of them are over 70 years of age, 70, 75, with our oldest speaker, I believe, at 100 in Port Lions.
Aleutic is closely related to Yupik, which is still widely spoken throughout Western Alaska. But Drabik says there are differences that they are trying to preserve.
The Aleutic language, or Sukhtun, is very closely related to Central Yupik. So our elders and their elders, they can understand each other when they speak. We generally have, you know, a large vocabulary of words that are specific to our region, so as do they. And the pronunciation of some of our words are different. So it's enough different that it is a different dialect, different language, but they're similar.
The class will be taught 4 days a week starting next month. Branson says they are trying to keep the class size limited, then see how it goes.
The class is open to 16 students at this point. If there's a higher interest than that, we'll try to accommodate. But because Alicia and I are co-facilitating this class, and neither of us are certified teachers. So we're trying to keep it a small number so that we feel comfortable teaching it.
Drabik notes that funding has been secured through grants. Perhaps most importantly, the initiative brings together a rare nexus of student interest, grant funding, and school district support.
It just seemed to all come together. I think that the high school was excited to support it. The principal said that if we were able to develop a syllabus and show how we would engage the elders and what kind of content we'd be teaching, that he would be supportive. And so we have done that. We've presented to the school board. We have support from Alaska Native Education Grant that the school district is operating under currently, called the ANSWER Grant. And so that's going to help fund the cost of, you know, paying some of our elders to participate in the class. And my services as an instructor, and Candace is supporting it as the Canada's Youth Leadership Development Coordinator. So we have really a group of people in a partnership teaching this class, and it all really stems from the youth who went to AFN saying that they would like to have this class.
So far, most of the students to sign up have been Alaska Native, but Drabik stresses that the class is open to all high school students. In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.